by describing the differences between User Interface Design 1 and User Interface Design 2. Our goals for this course are much broader. It is a longer course, 10 weeks instead of 7.5. In the first course, you learned about design patterns for website problems. You were asked to apply those design patterns in a final comprehensive design for a 5-page website that should have been heavily user interactive. We focused on functionalities like registration, utility navigation, and search functionality. Your wireframe is also a portfolio piece because it shows the planning ability that you had leading up to the implementation of the design. This course will have three major deliverables. Two will be case studies of wide-scale user experience projects. They will be focused on some of the larger companies where it is assumed that user experience testing goes on. It'll be our job to analyze critically and find unique small elements that could be problems for user experience. By case studying the larger sites, you will prove that you have an analytical and uniquely critical eye to find potential design problems. And while you may not always be right, if you can logically argue what your case study and why it could be a potential user experience problem, you'll have a good portfolio piece that reflects well on this career. We'll also want to get you interested in the professional organizations that vary among the many fields in this scope of user experience. This includes human-computer interaction, information architecture, and all the user experience groups. We're going to want you to sign up, start networking. We're also going to want you to start generating a decent user experience portfolio. So let's begin by looking at potential case studies and their categories.